David, the best model maker in the world. Dear Mr. Logan, I have kidnapped your son, David. To get him back, you must pay me $1 million. David understood now. He had been tricked into building a machine that would carry him away. The plan had worked perfectly, except for one thing. It was not David who had climbed inside. It was up to him to save his family. There was no time to lose. David could still hear the helicopter sounds of the flying ball. He must follow it. But how? It was moving much too fast to follow on foot. What David needed was something that could keep up with the giant ball. He stood scratching his chin, trying to think of a machine that would do the trick. If I had a model aeroplane, I would catch it easily, he thought. That was it. He would fly. He ran back into the house and up the staircase to the attic. Here, Mrs. Logan had stored all the models he had made over the years. She had never let him take them apart. His mother was a very proud woman. He crashed in amongst all his old work. The dust caught in his nose and throat. He coughed, then sneezed. At the same time, he worried how far away the flying ball had gone. If he didn't find what he wanted soon, it would be too late. There it was. David pushed over the world's tallest building and dragged away the Melbourne cricket ground. Finally, it was free. The glider he had made last year. His father had not let him try it out. But David was going to find out now if it would fly. He kicked out the tiles of the roof until the wings of the glider were free. It was a long way to the ground. David would not let himself look. With a deep breath, he launched the glider over the edge and jumped on top of the cockpit. The glider dipped towards the ground. Then, just as he thought he must surely crash, it came up again. He was flying, flying after the giant ball that had stolen his family. But what he saw made his heart shrivel up. Patch, the boss, stood there, tall and mighty, and in his hands he held a chainsaw. Brian did not think it was a good idea to argue with a man who had a chainsaw in his hands.
The one like a girl? Carl saw her right here at the crossing the night before the accident. He says it was a sure sign that something terrible was going to happen. It's the way ghosts take revenge on people for what happened years ago. If you ever see the ghost of the girl in the white dress, you should keep away from the place before you're killed.